The WindowWise 8.0 Tutorial by GW Micro. Copyright 2012 by GW Micro Incorporated. All rights reserved. Hello, my name is Stephen Clower from GW Micro, and I'd like to welcome you to the WindowWise 8.0 Tutorial. This tutorial is designed to help you quickly get started using WindowWise in your Windows applications. What follows is a list of some of the major topics that are covered in this guide. System requirements. Installing WindowWise. Introducing the Quick Start Wizard. Adjusting speech parameters. Your Braille display. Introducing the WindowWise control panel. Navigating the Windows desktop. Some tips on using the Windows 8 start screen. Using Windows Explorer to manage your files. Reading information relative to your cursor or insertion point. Using the mouse. Introducing the basics of Microsoft Word. Browsing the web. Using Windows Live Mail. Introducing WindowWise apps. Using Windows Help. Some miscellaneous but useful WindowWise commands. Before we begin, I'd like to offer a suggestion as to how you can get the most out of this tutorial. While you can listen to this recording on any device that supports MP3 playback, such as MP3 CD players, Daisy readers, iPods, smartphones, or another computer, we recommend listening to this tutorial while you are seated at your computer so that you can follow along. For the most part, we will also be using the latest versions of software that were available at the time this recording was made. As software is subject to change, however, don't worry if what we do doesn't exactly match up with what you hear by the time you listen. By and large, everything you hear will apply equally well across different versions of Windows, web browsers, Office, etc., except where we explicitly point out differences. Remember that we aren't here to teach all of the ins and outs of these programs, or indeed Windows itself. Rather, we're here to teach how WindowWise works with them. Thus, you can be confident that the knowledge you gain today will continue to apply tomorrow to other computers you happen to use. Let's move on to the next section.